This is the Reverend Silas T. Sasquatch of the Ministry of the Internet, where we're saving souls $1 at a time. I was reading today in the Book of Revelations and the great struggle that took place between Jesus and Satan. There was a tremendous battle, you see, and part of the preparation was that in verse 19:15, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword. Whoa. So there's Jesus standing there with a big sword coming out of his mouth. And then there's more in that verse. It says, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Well, I was trying to visualize that one a little bit. You're just kind of cranking down the wheel on God's fierceness and stuff is coming out, getting ready to fight Satan. But it's going to be a big battle. We know that. We know that. Because we have further testimony on what the preparation was like. In verse 19:17, it says, and I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. Well, certainly some good news in that part, that there are chickens and ducks in heaven. Yeah, you can be sure of that. It says so right there. And they're going to get together for the big supper. In verse 19:18, it says, that ye may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Well, that naturally attracted all the ducks and chickens when they heard that. This was going to be quite a meal, and it was quite a battle that followed in verse 19:20. And them that worshipped his image, that image being the image of Satan, these both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Now, this part is really good because it cooks them, you see, and that's where it falls with the ducks. Verse 19:21, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword protruded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. So what we have here is not only were the followers of Satan defeated, but they were chucked into the fire with brimstone, and then they were eaten by all the fowl. So you listen carefully, take heed to these words, you see, because the consequence is you'll go to hell and you'll be eaten by birds is what's going to happen. So you stand there, you listen, and you say, God, I will not accept Satan. I do not want to be eaten by chickens. Or you say, God, I will never take Satan into my life. I do not want to be eaten by ducks. It's right there in Revelation, plainly to see. This is the Reverend Silas T. Sasquatch of the Ministry of the Internet, and I thank you for taking the time to listen to this message.